How do I say goodbye?
This song is saying everything I have to. If you're hearing this song on Papa's Basement, it means one thing. We've lost another shining black star in that beautiful constellation up there filled with, who we got? Not James Earl Jones. He's still around somehow.
I believe so, yeah.
Prince. Prince was this year.
Prince is dead. Who are some other...
My sweet Prince.
The character that Denzel Washington played in Glory, he's up there.
Totally
he's
dead.
Gone.
Yep.
So damn dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're playing this because a man who... I'm not saying this lightly. A man who defined a generation. A fighter who cast off his slave name. Fought under one of his own choosing. That's black power right there. Controversy pursued this man throughout his entire life, really. But he shook it off and was a champion in the ring. In and out of the ring, really. And I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
Hell of a fighter.
This one's for you, Kimbo. Mm. Love you, baby. Miss you, baby.
I'm going to miss you, Kimbo.
I just did the little...
Uppercut the big man in the sky.
I just did the little Roberto Alomar. Kiss my fingertips and then do a peace sign to the sky. That was for Kimbo. Can't think of any other black fighters that died this week of note, so we'll just leave it with Kimbo. But
one of the greatest.
Yeah.
I remember Kimbo Slice, like, legitimately. I'm not an MMA guy. Sorry to interrupt, Sara. But I...
Yeah, point of order.
Sure.
So is that like a Pokemon or something?
A Kimbo Slice?
What's a Kimbo Slice?
No, I'm sorry. What's his name again?
Kimbo Slice?
Kembo, you're right.
Kembo?
Okay. K-E-M-B-O Slice.
Like okay. A karate chop?
And that's a diet drink of some kind?
Kembo Slice was, yes.
Okay.
He was, died because he was
very
too
popular.
Ripe for his fertility.
Very popular in the Northwest.
That's Aspartame, I think.
Kimble Slice. You had it right the first
Kimble
time.
Kimble Slice.
Kimble
yeah.
Slice.
Yeah.
Verbal like Kimble Slice.
Detective John Kimble
John
Slice.
John Kimble Slice.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy and who is the uppercut?
He was, I believe, a bouncer at a strip club.
Mm.
Because this is, again, a story for our generation.
Are you sure he had a job at all?
You
can be a volunteer bouncer. I've done it.
If you
he
ever...
looks like, yeah, he wasn't getting paid very much.
And I mean ever. Imply that a black man doesn't have a job again.
I'm so
on
sorry.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
Because you... Because
this
you
place
hire
of respect.
So many people, right?
Yes.
You just want to know so that you can employ more people.
You're only saying that because you're a dirty goddamn Ecuadorian. And really,
do.
we don't
in
have a place.
In this light, I'm very Ecuadorian.
We don't have...
You. In this light,
is there
the
anything,
light of heaven.
Is there anything whiter than Pete? Sarah, I'm
oh,
asking you that legitimately.
Oh, sure. Probably the parts of Pete we can't see right now are whiter.
I know that you are of Germanic descent, but
yes,
I look
it's
at
more
Pete,
like ascent, but then immediate descent.
I look at Pete, and I think that Hitler would have beheld him and been like, I had it all wrong. They didn't have to have
this is the one.
Blonde hair. Yeah, to be... my little wet dream Aryan prince. It could have been Pete all along. And you got your little...
I think that's the title of his book, probably. It could have been Pete.
That's my memoir.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working it.
I'd read that. I mean, I'd audiobook it while I fell asleep. But
I feel like if I were making an RPG character and there was like a racial slider where I could go from like white to black to Asian or whatever.
It says
yeah,
to
which
Pete.
There is,
exactly.
To Pete to black.
If I cranked it all the way to the white...
Oh, that's my next
and
album.
And then I hacked
Fade
the graphics
Pete?
Engine. I could
Fade
get
to
it.
Pete, yeah. Or Fade to Pete from Pete to Black.
I could
from
get it
Pete
white
to
as
black.
You.
Oh, to Pete and Black.
God, this though this light.
All right, so you wanted to hear briefly about Kimble
like
Slice.
I do, yes. Want to hear about Kimble Slice.
And by the way, it's the Papa's Basement Show. I'm host John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by Pete Maybe and Sarah Bjecker.
Hello.
See, I'm trying to
Bjecker.
Germanic, trying to Deutsch up your name.
Oh, you're the worst
Bjecker.
At it. This is one of your top 20 worst accents
Swedish.
That you've done tonight.
It's just one word, Bjecker. It's kind of like Bjorn, but I just go Bjecker. Yeah. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement, facebook.com/Papa's Basement, youtube.com/...
Papa's Basement.
Papa's Basement. Okay, we managed.
Papa's Basement.
We managed to get Papa's Basement.
We have nailed down everything except for the damn website.
And
we're coming for you, Ohio.
I don't want to let it out of the bag, but we have run a Patreon for a couple weeks now, and we've scraped together enough money to hire SEAL Team 6 to murder the owner of papasbasement.com.
Finally. Dreams come true.
Once it trickles through the court system and the various DNS registries and stuff, sure.
Exactly.
It's ours.
Yeah. And honestly, Papa's been hanging on way too long.
Yeah.
Like, your stuff, nobody needs it anymore, and just get rid of the damn website.
It was funny when
John, you've been working. Yeah, it was funny when you first started. Hey, you know, you're strong-arming me. But no.
Well,
Listen, lady, it's over.
I spoke to the literal Papa, and he said with a snicker, Papa's got a brand new colostomy bag to brag, really, that he will never die. And that was funny about five bags ago. And now I'm very, very over
it. I'm going to choke him with it.
That old stomachless bastard is going to bury us all. He's already buried Prince and poor Kimball Slice.
Exactly.
Praise Kimball.
The rest of the show, it's Kimball Slice. And if
Kimball
any of you screw that up, I will kill you.
Kimball Slice.
So Kimball Slice was a employed
diet.
Black man, as much as that makes smoke shoot out of Pete's ears over here.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
Your eyes are spinning right now like a Looney Tunes character
I've never
that got
seen
hit
him
in the head with a hammer.
Like an animaniac.
I mean, the first videos I saw of him, I think it was bum fights.
As a paid employee.
As a paid?
Of the bum fights.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
he was
right.
A bum
you know,
fight
right.
ringer.
And which is an oxymoron. Like, they were getting paid to fight, therefore not bums.
Exactly.
They were employed.
Excellent.
And they weren't like
yeah,
real.
Yeah, everybody's disqualified.
Everybody. I want my money back.
That is such a catch-22.
So he was, I remember, yeah, he did these amateur fights, like in the infancy of, well, it wasn't even
baby
YouTube, really.
Now.
It was like, I don't know, you're not a
he did
a disgusting
babies.
Pervert, Sarah.
I mean, go on. So,
there were, after the fall of Napster, there were these various torrent file sharing services like BearShare.
Yeah, thanks, I remember
Lars.
This happening.
And they moved on from just
Russian stuff.
Music. Yeah,
LimeWire.
To be a lot of like
LimeWire, right.
Pornographic affair,
yep,
but
I
also
I do not recall that.
Exactly, because you were sitting there downloading Mozart.
Yeah, it was
sipping
Mozart.
Your wine
yeah.
at age 14.
Mozart's people are like pretty nasty.
Definitely
about
not faces
letting
of
that
death
music
or
out.
Bum fights.
Yeah.
But we met
like
over
some
here.
Of us. Yeah.
We're downloading like the famous Libby Holler video. I think that was like the first girl that ever got revenge
Libby
porn.
Libby Holler. I think
Libby
I need
Holler.
A.
Look
I,
it up.
I need
terrible.
An update
it's
on
it. It's real.
That. Okay.
Yeah, but it was like before we knew to feel terrible about that. Like when it first happened, it was just like.
I think we knew, but.
This is like a day-to-day woman and she's naked. This is insanity.
It felt good.
And then my eyes spun Looney Tunes style.
I guess that was the time of like Porky's and stuff where like it was a completely normal
I refer
thing to,
it to as
look
the age
through.
Of innocence.
I'm
like
not
a
that
hole
old.
In a wall
yeah.
and like.
Yeah.
That's.
No, I'm not that old though.
You're not old enough for Porky's?
No, I know Porky's. But I'm like, yeah. I was definitely like 9.
Yeah.
When I first saw
well.
Porky's.
I'm just, she's oh, right, man.
14
that,
John.
That was, the law back then was literally just finders keepers, yeah. losers weepers, and if you
and
see a woman naked
everybody
through
weepers.
A hole, it's legit.
You
no
are allowed to just
yeah.
stare forever. Yeah.
Exactly. Until you
like
place
when
it.
I was
see
going,
London, you could see France.
Like when I was going to high school, and I would walk by my friend's house.
Go on.
Uh-oh. Well,
at the end.
You
okay.
interrupted
so,
me saying that it was
well,
only illegal.
I think you
your,
guys should know this
your
by
penis
now.
Pulled
she doesn't
the hole.
Live there anymore.
Go on.
There was a
give
girl
her address
at the,
anyway.
At the top of my street when I at my parents' place where I would meet my friends so
now
we could,
I know you're
so
lying.
We could so we could walk to more so we could walk to school and we would meet she was one grade younger.
Wait,
than
you
us.
Said work so they're not black friends.
Oh, thank you. No, this was
disgusting Hitler life.
School is work, thank you. So, I moral of the story is...
Where did this... you're just telling a story and now there's
okay,
a moral?
No, because the whole thing feels bad, but it's like, okay. There was a girl that lived at the top of the
this
street.
This is like lazy
mom,
Aesop's fables.
There was...
There's a hare and a tortoise.
A
the
yada,
moral.
Yada, yada. Just like, go to
at
bed.
At the top of the street, who we were friends with, uh-huh. who did not walk to school with us. She
okay.
came later.
Or work
with uh-huh. us. But her mom would always undress
oh,
as
this
we
is
were getting
mom
ready
peeping.
For school.
Oh.
Sarah, you're a former
totally
lawyer.
Legal.
I think even you will agree peeping on a mom is totally legal, right?
No.
But there's the hole.
When you're being
I
born,
I forgot that part.
You
the
can.
Hole.
At the moment that you are born.
Even if you're looking
can.
Through a hole.
What if you just watched
Yeah,
Orpheus?
Well, we don't call it that. Like, it's the birth canal, but yeah.
He made a good point.
Yeah, what if you just
watch Porky's?
It's the Porky's alibi.
Yeah, I know. I was saying that that's terrible.
You're saying it's a thing.
Really? Even if you've just sat down and watched like Porky's 1 through 17?
You'd never
yeah,
seen
it. Yeah, that definitely gives you a good defense. No, what?
Okay. You know, you live and learn, man.
Yeah, yeah, you do one of those two things.
The craziness of the law. You know, it made sense back in the days
statute
of the
Statute of limitations, okay?
The Magna yeah. Carta, and since then, law has just
the
been...
I finally got it out, but yeah.
Wow, so you
used your mom
to,
was hot.
You walked past a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to bone the friend, by the way? Was she attractive, too?
At the time, sure.
What happened?
And you had the glimpse
into
the future.
Just not now.
She got burned? Is she dark, man?
Kids, brah.
Oh, kids.
Until she's older. Then, you know, like my kids could... You know,
stare at her. But would you be proud?
It's the circle of life.
You're making it sound like she's not attractive now.
No, she is.
Okay.
She's a friend's wife. Now.
Oh. So just give a fake friend's name or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jessica?
Is it
Lachey?
Is it a friend that listens to the show? If not, you're fine. Here, I'll answer that question. No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. But all one of them.
So Kimball Slice.
Yes.
He had a lucrative career...
As a bum.
Using hole saws to make porky holes in various women's lockers.
Fascinating.
Again, a black entrepreneur, Pete can't process all this, so
really
I'll slow it down for you.
Do not paint me in that light.
What?
Yeah, you like the bright white light.
The white light to match your hood?
That is not cool.
All right, so...
Y'all know me.
Kimball was just like a bum fighter down in Florida. There, I dropped it. Are you happy? And then he was a strip club bouncer, and then he was also associated with the Reality Kings porno family.
Ah.
Really?
I don't think he performed. He was like, I guess, a bodyguard on set, which I don't know why you
just
need
make sure
a bodyguard
go
on
too
a
isn't
point.
Everyone a professional?
Hey, you're going too deep, buddy.
Well, what happened?
That looks like it hurts.
You're
hey, no conversation.
You better chill.
Are you going to try to
Did
rob
you just emote?
People with no
Knock it
pockets?
Off.
Are you going to try to rape a porn star? All of these things are very difficult to pull off.
Yeah.
You're just like
I suppose slide. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they get paid in cash.
I'm just saying really when you think about it, and I'm not doing this to belittle rape, but if a porn star is
oh, okay,
in the
Matt.
Midst of rape, couldn't you just
Goodness.
Fling 500 at her and be like, "Oh, this is an actor we didn't mention." And she'd just be like, "Okay." Cuz that's how porn stars sound, like Princess Peach from Mario. Actually, that was Toad from Mario.
In that situation,
your eyes, your
I can't even.
Can I give you a percentage? I would say at least 45% yes.
Thank you. He's not afraid.
I'm not afraid to give percentages.
I'm so delighted that you guys are so progressive.
I think it's
double.
You
literally think that anyone can become a prostitute.
We can at least break it down a little.
Have you not driven through Philadelphia? Because the answer is anyone can. There is some riffraff.
It's not like opportunity in that case.
Well, now that we've talked rape. Now,
what's left?
There's apparently it's like Be Horrible to Women Week in the news. There is a Stanford rape case that I didn't pay a ton of attention to. It was
how could you not?
Well,
it's all over.
Yeah,
there's like
it's everywhere.
What, a 20-year-old Stanford kid raped another student or raped just some woman?
I wasn't sure on the age. But
yeah, I'm not sure either.
And everyone's
Why
losing their mind.
Yeah, because terrible things.
Well, no,
why do we
say,
want to talk about terrible
first
things?
First of all, rape's bad.
Why don't we do it?
But I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going nuts that everyone's like, this is white male privilege, when it's just rich person connected privilege.
Okay. Like, all right. I'll buy that it's classist.
I could.
Oh, for sure.
Rather
yeah.
than necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I
racist,
hopped over
I
the
guess.
Console and raped the bejesus out of Der Fuhrer. Next to you over
and
here.
And he has so much bejesus to give.
I'd be doing 10 years tomorrow. Because, I mean, look at those baby blues.
Exactly.
Like, no one wants to see those.
They're infantile.
Deny me
yeah.
my justice.
So I was a little pissed to see that. I'm what? We're nothing? No one wants to... Okay, fine.
I don't...
Leave me all alone on Rape
I'm
Island
so
here.
I'm so sorry. But
is not
Rape
Island
is not going to be renewed for another season.
So... It was on Fox.
It was so
wasn't it?
Promising.
So the guy gets.
We should have made it a cartoon.
Like, oh God, 6 months, right? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
He got six.
Six and months, he, and he's
which
only
basically
be half.
Means Homeboy's only gonna get three.
Yeah, with good behavior.
Exactly.
Which he's already exhibited. Great
behavior. I was just gonna say,
great.
Like everyone's like,
and
so.
And like, I'm at a defense attorney. I never, like, I'm never like somebody should get more time. I don't think jail does anybody any good, but it was some crap. It was, you know,
six
rich white judge
nothing.
Sentencing his, you know, younger self.
6 months is nothing.
Yeah.
You can get 6 months for selling pot.
I just wanted to put it out there. Like, there are people upon hearing with enough loot and enough connections, you're only due 6 months for rape. Like,
no, it's
they're going to do some rape. I'm sorry. Like,
so you're worried
about
the incentive.
There are people that might think
a little
about
bit,
it.
Yeah.
You know, I hope nobody's thinking that their options have just opened up because
yeah,
of
your eyebrows so. Should
I'm
never
hoping.
Go up when yeah. you're reading terrible
Holy
things on Twitter.
Holy crap, that's the new standard? I mean, yeah, I hope to God that's not what somebody's thinking. But I totally can see how somebody's like, holy crap, only 6 months?
You guys are crazy.
I think the Jennifer Lawrence fan club is doing its math right now.
Oh, God.
And passing around some Google
that
location
sounds terrible.
Links. It is. In a roundabout way, I'm just here to say more time for rapists. 6 months, not good. See, you thought I'd say something offensive.
I never know what you're going to say.
I
just know it's
going
to be
like
a reference from a time when I was alive but wasn't paying attention to whatever it is.
It's weird hearing about rape because as a non-rapist,
uh-huh.
I don't really think about rape. Like, I admittedly...
Really?
Put it out there.
You have a lot of ideas.
I haven't committed murder, and there are many times where I'm like, could I? Like, could I just
okay,
run
that's
this
fair.
Person
We've all thought
off
about murder.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If I
could get 6 months for murder, what's up?
Exactly. Sure. And this isn't me just trying to put it out there like, hey, ladies, but I really haven't thought about raping really anyone ever.
I think we just created a new T-shirt.
Except for me. Earlier in the show.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
mere moments ago.
That's on tape.
I thought she was the lawyer.
Somewhat okay. recorded, yeah.
All right.
Good point.
But that's it.
I was really thinking about what goes in to committing, because there have been times I've gone to parties with like drunken, you know, or friends who get drunk, and I'm drunk too, but I really try to do the Austin Powers thing. If you want to know where my morality compass is, it's Austin Powers, where Liz Hurley in all her glory was like drunk and was like, oh, Austin, I want to go down on you. There's another impression.
Oh, yeah, you're
That's
Australian
Thank
Elizabeth
you.
Hurley.
Yeah,
yes, solid. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dead on. Not to toot my own horn here, but ladies, I don't rape and I do impressions. So.
Yeah, and he toots his own horn.
Exactly. Cue up orderly
You don't
style.
Have to. You can watch him.
But he's like, oh, you're S-faced. Just go to bed. I don't wish to commit gray rape this
that's
eve.
That's normal behavior.
Did you say that?
I thought it was rather heroic, but
nope,
okay.
No, it's totally normal. Yeah.
Really? Because I remember like a whole 80s thing.
He gets like a medal for that?
On SNL. Christopher Walken, The Continental.
Yes.
And if I recall the crux of every Continental sketch, he's boozing and then gray raping women. Am I wrong on this?
Unsuccessfully attempting to. That's why it's... Yes, that's why it's funny.
So foiled rape is hilarious. Just getting this straight.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Something that's scary but then ultimately harmless is funny.
Okay.
That's what funny means.
So we're going to film me aroused, sneaking up on a co-ed, and then I slip on a banana peel.
The banana peel is
that
clinch.
That would be hilarious.
I break my penis.
Oh, we definitely need the banana peel. I would like the banana peel to then... fall on top of the penis.
There you go. Okay.
And then the next scene is with you in a penis cast.
I was going
to
say.
Trying to do it again.
And then renaming
again
this
until your entire,
the penis cast.
Entire body.
No, I try
filled
to,
with
I try to pinch the nurse's ass Benny Hill style. And then I go, ow!
Dr.
Like the
Benjamin
Bumblebee
Hill.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can't move the wheelchair fast enough. So then it rolls down a flight of stairs.
Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun,
yeah.
Dun,
rolling
dun,
down a flight of stairs.
There it goes.
Solid. This is comedy
it's
gold.
Perfect.
See, okay. Just want that sampled for life, a rape segment, Sarah Beaker, and
comedy
I quote,
gold.
This is comedy gold. There's our T-shirt. There. Found. Unearthed.
Is he going to have her full name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
SSN credit card numbers.
I was going to vote
That'd
on
be great.
That.
Thanks.
Right. Let's just get it out of the way.
A non-changing Twitter handle. Yeah. You can get her.
Yep.
All of the internet rage. I feel there's a bit of... I really hate the quick to be better than everyone vibe on Twitter, because I really think these people 2 seconds ago were tweeting about gorilla shooting. And now it's like, oh, rapist guy, we
gorilla
hate
who?
You too. I'm sorry. He worked at a zoo. You can't believe that, though, can you? Thank you. Thank you.
It's a gorilla, huh?
So I see what you did there, too. So I was thinking, though, what it takes to rape, other than just a sociopathic not caring about people, but there's a level of confidence to
it. I'm hoping
you
don't find it from this group.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it take?
Just pump me up, guys. If
we
you can,
dig that
YouTube
up,
comments.
We're in trouble.
This is like every other show where you start talking about masturbation and I can't get you to stop.
You're like, I put the socks on your
neither
head.
Of us learn.
I came when I'm over. I'm trying to spend the night.
It's just like...
Please stop, John.
There's a hardcore confidence, though, in your sexual prowess that I've never possessed.
Come on.
What?
I understand that
it
this
feels
is
like an
funny,
idolization.
But like...
Yeah.
You really think, like, any violence could possibly come from confidence?
Well, I mean, Hitler had to be confident, and he did some bad things. You can put that on a
Name
t-shirt,
one.
Too.
Yeah.
I've got two.
He loved animals.
Exactly. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. That was wrong.
And didn't smoke.
He never brought potato salad.
Wait, wouldn't he have always brought it?
I don't know. I think he never brought anything.
That's true.
He's like, I'm the Fuhrer.
He's like, this is my castle. If you don't like it, you can get the hell out. So I guess
that was his t-shirt.
I really can't wrap my mind around it. Maybe confidence isn't the right word, though. I'm just thinking, like, if somehow I were in this scenario, it would be like any of my consensual sexual scenarios. I'd be like, of all the times, I swear this goes up all the time when it's just me and the porn. What's going on now?
Ask the porn.
Yeah, the girl would be sitting there, albeit relieved that I couldn't perform, but still
she'd be sitting there.
Yeah, I guess there'd be some gnashing of teeth and
should
running
be relieved.
But yeah, all right, so just leave me on Rape Island alone, both of you guys. Thanks.
What about a ticket? Finger, you have a Band-Aid. Did you have an injury?
Oh, do you want me to digress into this?
I don't know.
Do you want the taste
is
of my real
life?
Is it
rape related?
Was it nasty?
No, it isn't.
Then please.
I'm not a rapist.
Please tell me.
All right. So for the last 2 days in my real world job, where I'm a locksmith, I have been on a construction site. And there are good days when you're a locksmith. Like the other day, I had to unlock a door for a comely young woman whose cat was trapped. So not only is there an attractive woman.
The cat was trapped. Inside or
the cat was trapped in a
the
bedroom.
Woman was trapped inside. Okay.
No, in she
closet.
Was just chilling in the house, and then she's like, "My cat's in that room." So I get the cat out.
Okay, now it kind of sounds like a porn.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's
I'm
cool,
here to get your cat out.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, now that you freed my what?
So, yeah, it could have been better. Sorry.
Yeah. So
they're still working on.
And the cat was fluffy and vocal. And her rich aunt, who paid for everything, tipped me like 30 bones. Whoa. It was great. It was like everything good in my life in 10 minutes.
Actually, yeah, that does sound like...
Had she handed me a lasagna, it would have been perfect. But
share
I believe
the
lasagna is for the cat, yes.
Yes.
He hated Mondays. Just put that
out yes,
there.
Yes, I remember that cat.
So there's that end of the spectrum where it's like 15 minutes, cash bonanza, it's all good. I might as well
a kiss
be Elvis.
At the door. Yep.
Yeah, really. Just right. Like, thanks. And, you know...
My hero.
Exactly. That's why I'm not a rapist. People love me. So the other end of it is working on
people?
A construction site where I have to sometimes. Like people need locks installed before, you know, people live instead
walls
of
walls are built.
People live in buildings. Yeah, okay. Yes. We're with you on the premise.
And you go on a construction site.
Lots of doors in buildings.
And
doors,
first
I've seen
of
them.
All, most of the time the AC isn't working. So I'm sweating. The sawdust is sticking to my sweat.
Again, sounds like a porn, just not like a good one.
A lot of times there's I'm either listening to secondhand reggaeton.
Secondhand, like someone's listening to it in headphones and then singing it?
Yeah, except just blasting it on their phones because they don't care.
Okay, right.
And I'm listening to that.
They don't even have earbuds.
Always the best way to listen to music.
Good Lord, I
through
that.
Your phone.
That might be my least favorite part
in
of the
public.
Metro.
Like yesterday, I heard so much secondhand Don Omar. And there's also, did you know, Spanish evangelical preachers? And then sometimes the guys that listen to them evangelize on the job. So that's fun.
Wow.
And the whole time you're having to ration your water because if you go through it too fast, you'll start getting headaches from dehydration. And you kind of have to hold in your piss the whole time because the chemical toilets are so disgusting.
Like Like porta potties?
Oh, you can't breathe.
Yeah, they're called chemical toilets, but I open the
door.
Are
they?
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard people call them porta potties.
No, it's chemical toilet.
Oh, okay.
That's the legit name.
Oh, my mistake. Yeah. All right.
That's what we call them on the site.
I opened one yesterday, and imagine Thanksgiving, but the cornucopia is filled with human feces and toilet paper.
I was already imagining that.
That's what it looked
that's
like.
That's how I prepare for the show.
I was hoping you would describe
so
it.
So I held in everything. And by the end of the day,
it gets stuck in your nose.
The batteries on your rechargeable drills are out. You ran out of water 3 hours ago, and you've got headaches like a premenstrual woman. It's just all horrible. Now, my finger, what happened on this? At some point, a sliver of something went about an inch or two inside it. And it's kind of like mystery meat because I can't find it by sawing it open. But if I hit it at just the right angle, it feels like an X-Acto is being put under my fingernail.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just put totally a glob of Neosporin on it and then put a Band-Aid
Hope
around
it. Hope for the
it.
Best.
But yeah,
okay,
that's
that sounds
why
terrible.
Construction sites are the other end of the locksmith spectrum where I'm like, I have a relatively high IQ and I graduated college. No joke, John.
I should hire a worker.
Why are you within 5 miles of this place? But then I walk out with my splinters and my cash in hand, and then I go
and
to bed and watch
maintaining
Netflix.
All of your poo?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Saving it.
Do you have to hold it all day?
Yeah, you have to hold all
day. You don't even risk it at all.
Dude, there have been times where, like, I was at camp as a kid.
Have you had to?
I have never. Like, I will drive off site.
You've never?
Holy crap.
Were you trying to say you've never
made love to a woman? Yes.
Pooped in a chemical
made love
potty?
To a woman in the port-a-john?
No, I've never port-a-johned.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
No, that
that's
is crazy.
That's astounding to me.
Yeah. That's like almost a world record.
You've never
it's getting really
have
close.
You never been to like a music festival or something? Like, how are you?
Oh. Yeah, they're in a field. You do the math. No, I'm kidding. I just, I hold it.
I have a t-shirt, damn it.
Okay, like you can
have
look at me.
Have you urinated in a port-a-john?
Yes.
Okay.
But I try to do it like in one place where it isn't even touching the poo because then the poo germs could travel up my pee stream and into my penis.
So they're not like those weird Amazon
well,
fish
that, checks out,
that are going to like swim into your urethra.
Silverfish? Is that a thing? Did I make that up?
Poo-rethra.
Oh, poo-rethras. Yeah, they're called poo-rethra fish. Yep.
No, that is a thing though. That, like, those
okay, look.
Poo-rethra fishlin.
But here's what's...
Again...
No, that's crazy, John. And
no.
This needs to be
look, there
established.
Are
that
happy...
Is,
like,
you've offended us.
I was dumped off at 11 this morning.
Now I feel
chemical
like an idiot.
Toilets out there. There's on again, this might as well be called the Spectrum Show. On the other side of this is
for many
the
reasons,
chemical
yeah.
toilet that they left at the construction site February 10th, and it's now June 7th, and they haven't cleaned it since like May Day.
But Mr. John.
Yeah.
But I'm left
you
with.
You sound like the Spanish guys I worked with today.
But Mr. John.
Mr. John.
Mr. John, where are you
today?
Wow, yeah. We are all super bad at accents.
Yes, we'll get better at it.
See,
as the story goes on. My question to you is, where then?
Yes,
one,
if not
one,
here, where?
One, what, where, and
where?
And then
why?
Secondly,
how?
We're idiots for having used it. Like, I feel like an idiot now, right? Like, how do you go 35 years and? I've had more than my fair share.
Yeah, I've definitely pooped a few
of
times
chemical
in a porta
toilets.
Potty. Yeah.
First of all, you're a girl, so you've never done that. Stop trying
I
to play one of the guys.
I bring
poop
that
you
I buy
poop,
at the store.
The
I
way.
Buy it at Crate and Barrel, and
la,
then
la,
I
la,
place
la,
it in
la,
a toilet.
La, la, la.
It's not
don't ruin this.
From my body. Oh. I don't even have any.
Exactly. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
At
yeah.
any construction site, and I mean any construction site, I will go off campus, and I will take my business with me.
To the woods.
No, I'm not a bear.
Break into a stranger's house.
I mean,
okay,
I am in the gay sense.
First of all,
sense,
name
but...
one difference between you and a bear.
This is true.
And secondly,
I do one. Hate being sprayed by bear mace. So far,
found
100%.
That out the hard way, yeah. Right, guys? Yeah.
No,
I think we got Sarah on the show.
If I do smell food, I will go through trash.
Yeah, that's true.
I will like today. I was working about 10 minutes from a Harris Teeter, so I went and I took everything I had in me, and
okay.
I. savored all of their southern delicacies, and I
southern
I didn't,
and then you deposited a southern
I
delicacy.
I did take a dump. I left one.
Yeah.
And I went back to the construction site and
light as air.
Yeah, went right back to a guy named Terry. Just
sucks to be you guys.
A ton
of to use that crapper, huh?
Yeah.
I get to leave here on my own time.
Well, no. I there comes.
I hope you do say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope you're
something.
Really
I just want
mean
you to be like, yeah,
patronizing
just like
about it.
Flexing.
There does come a time on a construction site where they get the toilets working. And like the riffraff, the hoi polloi who are working there, they still don't get to use the toilets. And there's no soap, there's no TP. But if you have to take a leak, like I as a contractor who's there for like 2 days, yeah, I get to saunter in like the high yaller house, you know what, and be like, oh, you filthy field hands, take, you know, go in your field chemical potties. And I'm just really flaunting the fact like, yeah, this toilet you put in 2 days ago, and like one of these days you're dreaming about being the foreman who gets to crack it in. I'm calling Prima Nocta tonight. And I'm pissing all up and down this baby, and then I waltz out and
I'm breaking in that porcelain.
Maybe you get a dirty look and you're like, hey, you want me to call
INS? It's
not
a bad gig though.
That's it.
Breaking in some porcelain.
It's the best.
That's a good feeling.
That's his second book.
That's a good feeling.
Oh my God. Like I said, you can pop a hymen or you can do that. I'll tell you which one is a little
bit more positive. You can't do either of those things.
That's true. Again, it goes back to my failure to perform.
Well, I'm sorry that you have a splinter in your finger. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, my little boo-boo. Yeah. My invisible boo-boo.
Yeah. That does suck, though, because it's like you have no proof that you're in pain.
It's really bizarre, yeah.
Bandit is proof.
It's a pain.
Usually there's something there, and I sit there with a razor. And
sure, you have something to pick at.
Yeah, I drink a beer and play Civil War Surgeon.
Anxiety-ridden human
beings. Once I'm drinking a lot, I'll sit there in the dark with a razor.
So I feel that...
Yep.
Completely unrelated.
I had like a second half to that whole rape segment, but I feel I can't go back to that without sounding like extremely rapey.
We did it!
This episode. Like, just, there's only so much of the episode that can be about that before I have to make it the episode title. And I don't want to land on that list.
Why I'm not rapey.
Yeah. Well, that makes
it
sound
great. It's
not a
great title.
It's not great.
No, it's
not our best.
Because it makes it sound like it might be a physical defect and not like my moral
We don't want anyone, to not try and hit on you just because
defects.
Of that.
Like, why I'm not rapey? I was until the landmine. That kind of thing.
No.
All right, well, we got a whole grab bag to get to.
Okay.
You guys get to vote.
Oh, okay.
First of all, there's a story on gene editing. Like, they've just figured out how to edit a gene where 100% that person then passes on those edited genes. So, like, they could hack me and give me, like, Tom
First
Brady
on the list.
Arm.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have a kid who has Tom Brady arm. And if I lived long enough, I could retire, but we'd still be like praying that football was around by then. Like, just my luck, I'd pay $100 million to give a kid Tom Brady arm.
And it'd
and
be a girl?
We'd be playing football. It'd be soccer time in this country. I'd be like, God damn it.
Damn, this beautiful arm. If only he had legs.
Throw me another
Why did
KFC
I not
biscuit?
Spring for legs?
Perfect spiral. Yeah.
You just have a
spring
kid in a wheelchair.
For legs.
No, I just make him throw
arm.
Crap all day. Yeah. Like, just get some...
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the garbage can is just way far away from everywhere.
Oh, I was concerned you weren't going to spring to get your kid's legs either. Though you'd just be like,
oh, no
his
legs.
His arm, it's beautiful.
No, it's literally just a great right arm.
That's why, like, when football happens, it's just completely screwed.
Yeah. But without football, he just becomes, like, the world's most prolific masturbator. Like, just one Popeye arm.
Oh.
You're a disappointment.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't need the gene editing for that.
Yeah, it looks like the Hulk getting angry unevenly. Like, it just spilled boiling
Definitely
water on
his right arm.
Definitely the
facial expression is the same.
Yes, that's true. That is how I finish.
Maybe
my
the
face
coloring.
All green.
Yeah. The ripped shorts.
Yeah, maybe you can get the record.
But just from being old.
So that was my contribution. What we would hack, how it would go about.
Now, can they hack
so on so forth.
Can they hack the person?
Yeah, like they believe they
how
hack.
How can they hack it right now?
Or maybe they hack your
genes and then
yeah
and then when
sense.
You have a little
your,
one.
Yeah, the little one comes out.
Your little half cells that have just the...
The
meiosist ones.
The gonads, that's what they're called.
Right, yeah.
What are they?
Technical term.
Yeah. Zygotes.
Zygotes, yes, good job,
Zygote boy,
right.
Working on a construction site. There's cosmic justice for you.
That's all Spanish.
So that was my thing. You have a story, Pete, maybe I pointed at you. I like how I pointed on radio and said, you there!
Visual cues.
I could have been pointing, you there, what day is this? It's Christmas Day!
It is, I haven't missed it.
So
go
that was our best accent so far,
Christmas
by the way.
A great Australian.
Still terrible.
So we have, Pete
story.
Wanted to do Miss USA from D.C., and somehow I'm the misogynist for my 20-minute rape segment, but Pete over
ain't
here...
Ain't nobody getting raped over here.
...wanted to do a bit on how...
Just my eyeballs.
...unfair. Why? Because my nips are hard and you've been drinking it in
Your nips
whole
are always hard, thank you. All Every right. time I'm
Not
around.
So much hard as
That's
difficult.
The defect my dad passed on to me. So Pete wanted to do a segment on how unfair it is that Miss USA is from D.C. because of what an ugly city we are overall.
I think it's misleading.
And really, you,
yeah,
you
that's
were
what
implying
she should be called.
I think, yeah.
The women
misleading.
Were ugly.
Misleading.
Misleading.
Oh, I hate you both.
Yeah, I know.
It's a Butters.
So now we go to Sarah.
We just know the solid Butters.
Butters
Silent
does.
High five for Butters.
Butters is a pun.
From beyond the grave.
A pun machine.
Still hitting the show.
So she's up there right now with Kimball Slice.
It's insane.
And Muhammad, whatever his last name was. So
Muhammad Clay.
Sarah over there had to tell us about a dumb idea she pitched me and Pedro in a dream.
Yeah.
We have that segment.
We
I like
so
how we're doing
options.
This. Like we have listeners who are going to call in at any
yeah.
point.
Yeah, right.
And we have...
Everybody vote online.
There's a certain thing. It's called... I'm trying to remember...
YouTube. You can get on...
A selfie death
God.
List?
Ooh. Yeah.
Nah, next week.
Are you yeah. sure?
Well, okay.
There's
All right,
good
no, no,
ones.
Fine, because I want us to tell our stories
yeah.
next week.
But one more, just for Sarah.
Selfie death list.
And
I'll think of a, you know what'll make that better is if I think of a theme song so that we can actually
Are you
going to
compose it?
Oh, yeah,
that
if we bring
great.
That in proper. So we'll just wait till next week to get that one
I
out.
Like when you talk about composing yeah. music because all I picture is Tom
I'm
Green and Freddie
DJ.
Got fingered with like sausage hands. And
oh.
One of the dumber scenes in the movie. Of course it was
like
in the commercial.
Sausage.
One of the dumber scenes in the movie.
Yes. All right, you know what? Final 20 minutes is going to be on how great Freddie Got Fingered was.
It's
How's that?
Friggin' masterpiece.
Smoke on that. You're just pursing your lips.
Some of the best lines ever.
Freddie Got Fingered, I am legitimately saying this. As legitimately as I told you how much I hate my life and how where it's gone
a
lot
like
of the time.
Swearing
that's,
on your...
Exactly. Swearing on the lives of the children I'll never have because my life went horribly awry.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Got Fingered is one of the absurdest comedy achievements of our time or any other. It barely pays just enough lip service to plot to keep going. Like, it isn't just Kentucky Fried Movie level, here's uh-huh. setups. Like, I really don't remember anything from Kentucky Fried Movie except
no.
there was
I don't either.
A pair
Me either.
Of soapy
Definitely
breasts
watched it, but...
getting rammed against a glass shower door. And if you forgot that,
I don't remember that,
you're a liar or an amnesiac.
As soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, I see those breasts, and I'm probably going to see them for the rest of the show, so thanks, John.
Yeah,
I honestly
need to
don't
look
know
that
why
up
I'm
immediately.
Here.
Show's over. Show's over, folks. Let's just get that rolling.
If we could just roll that clip for the next 20 minutes.
But Freddie Got Fingered, man. Legitimately, the laughs. Like, the cast he assembled, Tom
it's
Green.
It's ridiculous.
It's Rip Torn. It's Judy something or other for the chick from Airplane.
Oh,
oh I don't.
Jennifer Judy
I don't remember her name.
Jujubee.
I have a
Jujubee.
Jujubee
I have a Google
O'Neil.
Machine in front of me.
Yeah.
I actually knew the name.
Juju Bardot. I believe.
I surprised myself. I swear to God, 2 weeks ago, like, oh God, it starts with a J. What is it?
I'll look it up here in a second.
Lock jamming.
I'm pulling it up.
Carl Hungus.
Yeah, anybody
Carl
get,
Hungus.
Does anybody get log jammed in this?
Buddy La Jolla.
if you guys get that,
Mina Dispatch
will
send you to fix Dyna
send
television.
You something very special.
What's so pathetic is
Julie.
Yes, Julie. What?
Julie Haggerty.
There we go.
Ah.
I was able to pull that out by myself. That sounded bad without context. I was able to pull that name by myself, but on air, God forbid I have it at my fingertips. But just while sitting there, like the autistic I am, mm-hmm. with whatever, what is it, a puzzle piece ribbon I have tattooed on
yeah.
my
yeah,
forehead.
The theme of the show is Spectrum. We got it.
Yeah, I was just sitting there, like, all right, how far down the list of the cast of Freddie Got Fingered can I go by myself? And I
can you?
Certainly got Julie Haggerty that day, but Rip Torn, also amazing. They're both great.
Yes.
And there's also S-Break. From the American Pie quintilogy?
Ugh.
Quadrilogy. There we go. S-Break was there back when he had a career. Why are you guys
Who's
looking
S-Break?
At...
I don't know what that is.
Paul Finch, I think, was the character
oh,
name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what is he?
He plays Freddy's
Eddie,
little brother.
Eddie K. Thomas. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't... I've never knew his name, but yeah, he's what's the mom?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Julie Haggerty.
The mom and
No. The mom from American Pie that always gets banged.
Oh, she's
the comedian. Yeah. Shoot, what's her name?
I don't know. She's just got really big ones.
Bangs her.
She's great.
She is. I remember my brother actually being like really, really about banging that.
That
for like a brief second.
What?
The mom? We're talking about the mom with the big ones in the American Pie?
Yeah,
for like a little bit, but then you're just like, eh, it's kind of crazy.
Whatever.
And then
she's also a good comic.
Oh, yeah. She's very funny.
She's okay. She's if you've ever seen Gentleman Broncos.
Nope.
I have not.
That was the third movie by the Napoleon Dynamite guy.
Really?
Yeah, like he made Napoleon Dynamite. I forget, what's his name? Judd something. Urkel.
You.
Some fancy Mormon.
Jew Urkel.
Judupitu.
You hate, really, dude.
That's a pen
one
name.
Of these days you're going to stop doing that. Death, I guess.
There we go.
But still.
I was waiting for you to finish your thought. You're planning to kill me. Okay. And I'm bad because I'm the rape guy.
Like plans aren't the same as hopes.
So they had, Napoleon Dynamite, huge, like beyond anyone's
sure.
Wild. I mean, it's in essence like a YouTube video made 500 million.
Right.
It was ridiculous. So he goes to the people that give him money. I'm not gonna say it out loud. You know what I mean.
Producers.
The bank.
There were the
Johns.
Starts with the same letter.
Boss man.
Jujubes?
Very close.
Julie Haverty?
Nah, less close. We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
The Wisemans.
So he goes to the people that give you money in Hollywood, and he's like, I have a second idea. And it's called Nacho Libre, and we got Jack Black going around shirtless. And
very underwhelming.
After Napoleon Dynamite, this guy could have written, like, how many blank checks for himself? You know what I mean? Like,
at least one?
He, I swear to God, after making Napoleon Dynamite, can you, Pedro, look up who?
Yeah, I can look up whoever.
And
made
speaking
it.
Of Napoleon Dynamite, my dad recently informed me that the
He
couch.
Voted for Pedro, and then he started giggling to himself.
Yeah, he was like, don't blame me. I
That's
voted for
I'm
Pedro.
Voting for.
That's what my dad sounds like. No.
I'm with.
Best impression yet.
It's as accurate as all our other accents.
I'm with Chico.
He recently informed me that the couch from Pedro's house in Napoleon Dynamite was the same couch that we had and that I guess grew up sitting on. I don't recall that, but when he sold it or gave it away to somebody, they were like,
the exact couch?
They showed it on, like they showed the thing on the movie and in fact it is the same couch.
That's where you were potty trained.
So
yep.
You were Idaho trash.
Yeah, basically.
All right then. What's the name, man?
I'm Jerry Judah. Hess.
Okay, Hess. Okay. Mm. I knew it was a J. Again, it's all
Thank
J's,
Thank you, Internet.
Man. So Jared Hess. Like, I feel after making Napoleon Dynamite, this dude could have, like, waltzed in to Paramount and been like, I am making The Godfather with an all-Asian cast.
Right. Shot for shot.
They would have been like, how many Chinese do you need? Like, they would not have cared, man. He could have done whatever, like, legit, Napoleon Dynamite.
Don't you think Nacho Libre was whatever?
I think so.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was.
Are you sure the lead shouldn't be a Mexican wrestler?
We'll just use Jack Black.
Yeah.
It's fine. He can pull anything off.
It's almost it. Brown face.
Give him the blank check.
It's just brown mustache.
Yeah. It really is brown face. Yeah.
So, yeah, because Napoleon Dynamite so defies any sort of logic in its success. And by the way, I'm not one of those guys that like 5-10 years later is like, you know what, screw Napoleon Dynamite. It's like, to me, Goodfellas, you put it on for the duration.
Yeah,
you're
that's
together.
Great.
I will watch it start to finish.
Agreed.
But it's a movie, you look at it and you're like, this is going to make maybe $24,000. So he does. Do you still have the Jared Hess wiki up?
I have Napoleon Dynamite, and I can click him just as
that
fast as I can
do that.
That
is how hyperlinks work.
So hyper.
I'm also on
Favorite
the...
Favorite Piper in the name.
Don't forget I'm on the public Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's true.
So what would you like to know about Mr. Jared
But I don't
Hess?
Hear the hiss of your 56K modem. I just want to get his filmography.
Oh, was there, Gentleman Broncos. Was yeah, there one 2009.
Was there one between Gentleman Broncos and
If it was,
Nacho?
He didn't want to list it.
Okay. So
Gentleman Broncos sounds like you're sort of mistranslating, right? Like we translated a terrible like movie title and then tried to translate it back.
It sounds like it was translated into Japanese and then translated back.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But I added the extra step.
Of making a sentence? Good job.
I'm trying to pull up the like the cover art, but it's... Yeah, like you know the movie's bad when they have to be like, from the director of Nacho Libre and Napoleon Dynamite.
I think it takes balls to even mention Nacho. Because what I'm getting at...
Oh, it's in very small print.
This dude...
It's in very small print.
...made a movie that defied all logic, yet made $100 million, $200 million, whatever the hell it made.
Yeah.
So he could have gone to anyone and said he was doing anything, and your hands are tied because you're like, this guy is somehow lightning in a bottle. We don't get it
at all.
At least
you think so.
But like, maybe this is just the start where there's a complete break between us and the youth generation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're going to be into things we have no comprehension of, and we're going to have to rely on guys like this to make crap that makes us money, even if we don't get a shred of it.
Right, right. So what was Gentleman Broncos then?
Gentleman Broncos was a no-name actor playing the kid who...
Okay, so far the formula works.
You know, I've seen that kid before, though. Like in a couple other no-name stuff. Well, he doesn't have a name. Michael Angarano.
Yeah, that's not a name.
Angarano.
Is there a reason you had to racist up that name?
Because it has a G in it, and it ends with an O.
Third incident that is pretty much ban-worthy out of
your
hateful mouth today.
Probably deserved it.
I'm shocked you didn't roll that R. Dare.
I can't.
Dare Ubermensch over
I
there.
I can't.
Just like Hitler.
Nope.
Actually, that sounded like a sexy Zsa Zsa
Just
Gabor.
Like Hitler.
Yeah. Hitler was an R roller.
Hey, such an R roller.
He was. Hitler loved to roll him an R. There were other things Hitler loved. I don't think the world hated him for the R rolling as much as the other stuff.
Not as much, no.
So, Gentleman Broncos, a kid pens a sci-fi book, and his hero, who is the Jermaine guy from Flight of the Conchords.
Yep. Oh. Jermaine.
Yeah, he finds out he can't really write well anymore.
Put an R in there.
He gets sent this book and then just slaps his name on it and puts it out there.
Jerk.
I'll be honest, it's so uneven. But, Jennifer Coolidge. Is that Big Jugs? Did I finally remember a name?
Oh,
did
crap,
I get it right?
No. I didn't even go there.
Oh,
well, look at that. I mean,
Hold on.
Anytime
I'm
I get...
I'm just going to shake my finger till we...
I think that's half right.
I should probably Google Big Jugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could just end the show, too. Sarah would pipe up.
I'm going to
shut up!
Cut.
I'm concentrating over here!
Big Jugs American Pie. Wait, no, this is still not... Jennifer Walcott? Is that her?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't have typed Big Jugs.
You probably
so let me
really?
Hold. Yeah.
You easily distracted, lad.
So let me pick something else.
Hold on.
Stifler's
hold on.
Mom is
Oh, John's a big winner. John's a big winner.
What'd you get there, buddy?
You know what? I'm half right times two. There's your math
there
joke
she is.
For the day. Jennifer Coolidge.
You're a quarter right?
Jennifer Coolidge is in Gentleman yeah. Broncos.
I'm somewhat right.
And gets shot.
Jennifer Coolidge. Okay. All right.
Shot
Congratulations.
Right in one of her big fake tees with an arrow. Because that's
okay.
that's the humor of Gentleman Broncos.
That's humor.
And
I don't know.
Looks down
I
and
really
then
would
screaming.
Have preferred a... Banana peel, but okay.
And if I recall, the arrow is smeared in feces. And then, yeah, she breaks her erection when slipping on a banana peel.
Okay, there we go.
And then wakes up with the banana peel still on her penis.
Okay.
Da 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 da.
So, the...
Are you all right? I was listening to that.
We are so bad at sentences.
I was waiting for it to go anywhere. So,
okay. Oh, yeah,
go
yeah.
off, mic.
So, young William from...
Who's young? Is this
is
a
he
rapper?
A Gentleman
almost,
Bronco?
Almost famous.
Is young,
the lead for Gentleman Broncos.
Young William
oh, really?
And Young Jeezy.
Yeah. So, the lead in Almost Famous.
Wait,
oh,
the Almost Famous
the kid?
Yeah.
He looked like 18 in Almost Famous.
That's what I was just
and
thinking.
And he looks like
still...
14
yeah.
in Gentleman Broncos.
He's like that Weird. Little kid from Pet Sematary that stayed the same age. And
what
he was
did...
also in like Roseanne. And
what
stuff.
Did they
it's
do
creepy.
To that kid's gonads?
I could not tell you. Yeah, he's one of those weird, creepy Hollywood kids that like doesn't age.
You think his dad
disclosure
got his DNA edited to make non-aging child
so
actors?
So it's already happening.
Probably, yeah.
My we don't God. Even need to bring up gene splicing. It's already happening.
Yeah.
Except for some reason, it's only it's just keeping your kids super young, which is a little weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
So, right, so not nothing.
Parents would be
nothing,
into that,
nothing.
Though.
He was in something.
Good for him.
Those are the two things he was in.
But one
famous.
Of those was super good.
Don't
and
forget
the other
Sky
was
High
almost famous.
And Red State. Kevin Smith.
I did not hate Red State.
I know you didn't. And
I didn't hate it
either, but I don't like stuff where...
And I might hate the guy who made it, but I won't say his name really, so that because he's a podcast titan and in case we're ever affiliated with him, I really loved Clerks.
Personally, you could kick his ass, John.
I thought back in the day. So, what do you want me to say?
I think anybody could kick his ass.
So could high blood
That's
sugar.
That's all I'm saying.
What's your point?
If you wanted to.
There's also a time that I thought you could show Chasing Amy to any woman, and by the end of it, she would be like, "You sensitive poet, let me whack you off."
Yeah, it's She's amazing like, how many people in our generation thought that.
And then
Is
turns
it true?
Out
really?
That every guy thought
that. Oh,
that
happened
that?
To you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, I was scared.
And I watched it like 10 years later, and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
this
amazing.
I just thought Jason Lee was really cool.
It's a verbose
Jason
piece
Lee
of crap.
Jason Lee was really cool.
Yeah, that ends with Jason Lee trying to bang Ben Affleck. And that,
that's
the only good scene.
I was going to say, that's like the one thing that could have sucked in a female viewer. Like, right, I'll watch this.
For real.
Before he had that My Name is Earl hairline.
Yeah.
Young,
he was like,
sexy Jason
rules.
Lee. Oh, God,
is
that
really?
To
yeah.
Oh,
super.
You broke my heart.
Yeah. He's got a super cool kid named Inspector Pilot. That's his kid's name.
Cool.
What?
Normal.
Yeah, he's...
Seems fine. Everything checks out.
Kind of off his block.
You said you meant his dog, right?
His dog's
named Inspector
name
Pilot?
or Pilot Inspector. Inspector.
It's not even a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
Kid you not, should... man.
Yeah.
I mean, at least name the kid Beaver Inspector.
yeah. Right?
Don't enforce...
Hey, he's not the Beaver Inspector.
Are you offended because you're against big government?
Yes.
Okay. I was waiting for you to get it out, and I was she's a libertarian. I forgot.
Hey, you're not the wallet inspector.
Pilot.
Against all sorts of regulations over here.
You're not.
All right, so I want to hear, Trump pointed out, and he's right, democracy doesn't work. So there will be no viewer...
Oh, no voting now.
No viewer voting
Oh,
here.
No.
Sarah, I want you to pitch to us the dumb idea you dream pitch to us.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can get everybody behind this.
Oh, God.
This
okay.
is it. Imagine an entire room.
I think...
Full. When was this dream, first of all?
Potential clients. A couple of nights ago.
Did you wake up?
I woke up in the middle of it.
Like
in the morning. It happened to be the one that was at the... That was at the end of the dream sequence in the morning. So it's like the alarm went off and I'm like, aha, I'm already being productive.
So the dream itself did not wake you up.
No.
Okay.
I have not yet been terrified.
Minus
by
2 points.
The two of you enough to wake out of a.
Which sleep. Was it? The Simpsons where Homer had a dream about a device that would get him out of debt. And they're like, Mr. Simpson, this device you invented, and he was just trying to get a clear shot of the device.
And
the
there was something
time.
In the way. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
That's awesome. I don't remember that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So also, first of all, I'm really proud of you both for putting up with a girl telling you a stupid story about a dream she had. You need to be like doing more and more of that.
I didn't even ask what you were wearing when you're sleeping.
More and more of that is going to just make you a complete
I've had a
human
girlfriend
being.
Before.
Yeah, I know, but this time you're kind of like a little bit interested because it was about because you guys were in it.
That's true.
So you have to act this amount of interested every time a girl tells you her dream.
Okay.
Okay.
You tell me if I'm doing it right.
I'm still there.
Okay, so far so good. All right, so in the dream I'm coming, to BFE Virginia so we can do the podcast.
This is my interest.
Yeah, it's really convincing. And I decide that we need to pretend to take a call for the last 10 minutes of every show.
Okay.
And we just make a little phone ringing, like a landline ringing noise. Mm-hmm. And you push the button, and then either Pete or I, for the last 10 minutes of the show, has to pretend that we're one of the people that we talked about during the first 50 minutes of the show, like Gandhi or Nacho Libre or somebody. Just like,
Pete,
we just have to like
quick,
do a fake
pretend you're Kimbo
call.
Slice and kill yourself.
Yeah, Kimbo Slice.
How did
would
he do
would
it?
Be exactly what we
I'm
do.
Sorry, I mispronounced Kimball. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, and so and you guys were not into it. You were like, you're being crazy. We can't take live calls
a phone?
On the air.
What's this device?
That would be absurd. And I'm like,
on
no,
the
no.
radio?
No, it's a goof.
Hasn't
it's
been
a,
done, lady.
It's a pretend call where we improvise. And you're like, don't Ooh. Be dumb. And then I cried. And no, I didn't. I just woke up and I was like, this is a great idea. And I might still be asleep.
That sounds like Monday. Are you sure you didn't just write down what happened in our Google chat from Monday?
Definitely
and
not.
He pitched improvisation to us, and we said improvisations for something that rhymes with bags.
Improv is dead.
Improv is dead, and
we can't do it.
And we can't do it. Good job.
No problem. You will get that.
So anyway,
from
that's the brilliant
time.
Idea that my subconscious thinks that we should do. I'm not saying that I'm pitching it.
I was
only
I
that
love
I was
that.
Pleased
I
to be
to
creative in my sleep.
Now. I'm not poo-pooing the suggestion.
Oh, poo as you will.
I'm just... I thought it'd be bigger. I was expecting an invention.
I didn't plan to tell you on the
a
show.
Great
I
baby
was just going to tell you.
Like, I have written down, Sarah, and I quote, I still have to tell you guys about the dumb idea I was pitching to you in a dream.
Yeah, that's all I said. How is that an oversell?
No, it was good.
It was dream.
I thought it would be actually dumb though.
That was on the level
a good idea.
Of dreaming.
It's pretty dumb.
Like
no, I like
a,
it.
I had a dream that I was going to make egg salad on Wednesday. It's kind of a.
I am so sorry that my inner life is not interesting enough for you.
I'm just. I was expecting like a Michael Scott. I thought of making seat pants type thing, like that level. You know, small
okay, well,
invention.
Okay, I'll see what I can come up with. I'll just take like twice the NyQuil tonight and see where that leads.
I saw that bottle of cough syrup you had. In
yeah,
there.
I had to.
That's the name brand.
Can I get some of that?
CVS is not a brand.
Oh, that was CVS.
Yeah, it was totally CVS. Oh, are you kidding? Okay. And I used a coupon.
Wow. All right, because I used to use CVS cough syrup
yeah,
all
girl.
The time. Back in my, let's just say, improvisational drug use days, and I had a very different bottle. I could have picked that bottle out of a lineup of hundreds.
and often had to.
Yeah. So we
That's
are going to do...
That's what shelves are like.
I know what you're referencing. okay, Pete's leaving hit the head. We're going to wrap up the show,
what?
But all right, Pete wasn't on this one. What's that? He just has to pee. We're going to wrap it up, little baby bladder. You want me to
bladder.
Just...
Bladder. Oh, we don't want him to get a UTI.
All right. Let's start with Genesis 1:1.
Okay.
And God saw the earth, and it was good. And that's about the extent of the church book that I remember.
Yep, the church
I'm just trying
book.
To hold out for...
Church book.
You had to pee so badly that you're going to peace out on us.
So bad.
You were a soldier for a while. You know that, right?
I feel like we had like 20 minutes.
We don't have 20 minutes.
Where are we at?
We're done. We're at like 58 minutes, man.
Oh, so, guys.
Would you have left
Wait,
your fellow
so we
dudes
only talked
on the battlefield?
About my thing?
For 20 minutes, yeah.
Just to take a pee-pee?
Mm-hmm.
So there was no vote, but we chose my thing and we didn't hear the other two things? Are we going to talk about the other two things next time?
What were the other things?
I can't remember.
Freddy got fingered.
We did a Freddy got fingered
segment. Oh, gene splicing? I guess we talked about that
yeah.
a little bit. Or
Tom
gene
Brady
selecting.
Arm. We did a little bit on it.
And that
you can't do gene splicing things? Because your kids will turn out to be little S-bags
they'll be way
better than you, and there's no way you'll be able to control them, and then eventually, yeah.
Yeah, they'll say, hey, Dad, screw you, I'm better than you, and it will
yeah.
be legit.
And then their kids will be better than... It'll just be terrible.
All right, so let's play the Surf Rider.
So we dumb it down.
Is there anything... I mean, the boy's got to piss. Are you trying to...
I understand.
Are you trying
no.
to burst the man's bladder? Fry his gonads?
Cut it short. All I got to say is
not.
DC's ugly as hell. Love you guys.
Well, that's what it was.
All right. He made his point. DC, we are
yes.
a bunch of hobgoblins.
Mm.
All right, true. Everyone. This is Papa's Basement. I hope I didn't...
no, you don't.
I thought you guys
you
were...
You don't care.
You're right. No, I thought everyone did a great job today.
Oh, you become
lovely
so positive.
Especially you, the audience.
Yes.
Exactly.
Viewers like you.
Without you, it would have been nothing. I'm just kidding. We do this podcast.
You would be
here.
Prevent all the forest fires.
Yes. We're here with or without you. We're like your herpes. We never sleep and we never go away. So in papasbasement.com. Go there.
Sometimes you're there. Sometimes we can see you.
Every episode we have ever done. At Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. I think that's it for all of my stuff. No, I am coming out with a salsa. I have been working on this in secret for a while. No, I have nothing. You guys play.
I wanted to hear about the secret salsa.
I wanted a little...
Now that I say that out loud, I don't want to hear about
this
the secret salsa.
This sounds spicy.
Yeah, I wanted to make a little piss baby here twitch for 5 or 10 seconds
more. No problem. So I'm...
Another excellent accent.
At Pete Maybe, and if you guys have... checked out my Twitter in a little bit, you have noticed that I have put out a video of John in a robe. So if you guys aren't following, you are seriously missing out. But that is a tease of things to come, because that is just the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. You can almost see it through the robe.
Yeah, there's a...
And there's going to be some good videos coming out. We're also going to have our Patreon coming up. But more importantly is we are going to have our 500th episode. So,
oh my God, that's like
please
right around the corner.
Join us in this extravagant event that I've been just blasting all over my Twitter. So if you guys have seen that, just respond to me and just let me know you guys are into it, because I don't have to bring that guy if you don't think I should. I know it's been a whole lot of trouble to get there, but you know I can always return it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you guys.
Yeah, tune in. I'm Sarah Beaker. I'm at Madam Too Soon on the tweets.
How's it spelled, Sarah?
M-A-D-A-M-E, Madam, Too Soon, T-U-S-O-O-N.
Alrighty. Wow, the chair made a real big fart noise. I promise that was not me. It was a fart, though. It was Pete. You know how you're holding it in? Like, it just, there's only so much room in
that
the pelvis.
That doesn't even make sense. I don't even think you're a doctor.
If your bladder gets too full, you're just farting nonstop.
Oh my gosh, play the outro.
That's the science.
He told me he was a doctor.
Bend over.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.